Hello, everybody. This is a little listening intervals introduction course. Intervals introduction. So, we need you to learn how to identify intervals by sound. And we're going to always do it on piano and play the first note, and then the second note will be above it for these examples. Okay, so we call that, you know, it's a broken ascending interval. Sometimes we do, later on you'll do intervals like this, where you hear both the notes, you know, together, and you need to be able to identify those, but that's harder. We're not going to do that. We're just going to do like a starting note, and then you hear the next note. And we kind of hold it for a second, and then you identify the sound. All right, so you need to get used to hearing these and judging with your ear the amount of space between the notes. That's all the interval is. If it sounds like the notes are far apart, then that'll lead you to think that it's, you know, something like a fifth or sixth or seventh or octave, right? Or if they're really close together, then it's a smaller interval, like a third or a second. Even a fourth is, I mean, there's a lot of space there, but compared to like a fifth, sixth, seventh, octaves, it's not as much. So each interval has its own sort of characteristic as well. So let's start by going through the 12 intervals, and let's just meet them for the first time, and then we'll talk a little bit more about them. Okay, so the first one is really a unison. That would be like if we play, we're not going to test you on that because that's just silly. Unison is the same note. All right, then a minor second. It's very dissonant. It's just a half step. Okay, and then a major second is this. Sounds like do to re. Do, re. Okay, then the very next size is a minor third. That's three half steps on the piano. Three half steps is a minor third. And then a major third. Major third is do to mi. It's four half steps. Okay. Then next comes a perfect fourth. That sounds like do to fa. Do fa. It also, in a weird, you know, in another realm, it can sound like sol la ti do. Right? So sol up to do is a fourth. And or do to fa is a fourth. Same kind of thing. We like to try to give you some solfege to help with all that. All right, then we have do to fi, which is it's a tritone. It's six half steps. It splits the octave perfectly. This was the interval for a long time. The church outlawed music that had tritones in it because they thought it was the interval of the devil. Six half steps. Scary sound, right? It's halfway through the octave. When you listen to it, the only way you can identify it by saying it's a tritone. When it's written, we'll talk about whether it's an augmented fourth or a diminished fifth. C to F sharp would be an augmented fourth. C to G flat would be called a diminished fifth. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. Okay, next up. Nice and open, hollow, perfect fifth. Seven half steps is a perfect fifth. Do to sol sounds. Minor sixth is next. Eight half steps. And then next is do to la. Sounds like that's a major sixth. Nine half steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Some of us hear this like NBC, is that kind of triad sound. Okay, that's the major sixth, do to la. Next is the minor seventh. Do up to te. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 half steps. Then the major seventh, like do to T, Sounds very dissonant, but it's a big interval, widely spaced. You hear that do to T. T is the leading tone, right? It really wants to become an octave. Right? So that do to T is a major seventh, 11 half steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then 12 is the octave. Okay, so we want you to be able to hear all of these and be able to identify them. Okay, that's your introduction to your intervals. Let's go real fast. Minor second. Major second. Minor third. Major third. Perfect fourth. Tritone. Perfect fifth. Minor sixth. Major sixth. Minor seventh. Major seventh.